Coach's Insight program's continuing here tonight, Care 93.7, continuing to talk about Jefferson County North, and we're now joined by boys basketball coach. That is Corey Knoll, presented by Winchester Meat Processing and Taylor Insurance. JCN sitting in a good spot this week as they await their potential Saturday opponent at the Valley Falls midseason tournament, playing both their pool play games on Monday and Tuesday this week. And coach, couple of wins. You beat Oskaloosa on Monday 43-24, and then beat a solid Jeff West team out of the Big 7 50-43 very next night on Tuesday. How nice was it to see your team pull out back-to-back wins earlier this week in the tournament?
Yeah, it was great to see. I thought we played well, and you know, coming on two games back-to-back with not a lot of prep time, especially on a Monday and Tuesday, it was good to see how they battled. You know, we played two different teams in Oskie and Perry, or Oskie and Jeff West, and you know, with Oskie, we saw a lot of on-ball screens. I thought our defense played really well. And then against Jeff West, we saw a lot of away-from-ball screens, and we defended that well, too. So it was kind of good to see that our guys can adjust on the fly, and looks like things are coming together a little bit.
Guys are playing much better basketball, no doubt about it. You've won five of your last six. The one loss in there to ACCHS just 8 days ago, but three straight wins after the two wins on Monday. What's the biggest improvement you've seen from your team, I guess, where we are at right now compared to maybe those first couple of weeks in December?
I think there's a lot of things. I think first, our defense is greatly improved. You know, before the season, or before Christmas, I should say, our defense was okay. I thought it could be a lot better, but we took a lot of time over Christmas break and were able to improve our defense a lot. And I think that's where we are getting an advantage in a lot of these games. You know, we might not be scoring a lot of points at times, but we can hold teams to not very many points, which I think helps us out a lot too. And then especially these last two games, I thought our offense has definitely improved. You know, we're hitting a lot of shots inside that we struggled with a week before. And honestly, one of the biggest differences is free throws. We were struggling from the free throw line, shooting under 50% in a lot of our games. And I told the guys, we have four losses, and all of our losses, we've missed more free throws than points we've lost by. So if we hit our free throws, we could be undefeated. And I think they kind of took that to heart a little bit, because our last two games we shot very well from the foul line, and that's kind of put the games out of reach at times, and that's been a big help for us.
Yeah, and that's why they're free. That's why they call them free throws.
Exactly.
And yeah, when you get them, you got to knock them down for sure, and they can certainly be a kind of a thing you look at depending on certain outcomes of certain games. But you improve there, playing much better. But what's one thing you're still harping on? What's one thing you're still working at and improving on?
I think our offense at times it's still not as fluid as I would like. I think we're choppy and we get out of our offensive rhythm a little bit too much at times. But you know, those things like that'll come, and we're getting, you know, we're seeing progress every game. But again, I still think that's something that we can improve on, because we move the ball, we get out of our offensive rhythm, and then we have to stop and reset. Which, you know, when we stop and reset our offense, that means the defense can reset as well, and we want to keep the defense on their toes a little bit. And I think once we get that figured out, things will start flowing a little bit better.
You get your two out of the way. You're sitting there at 2-0, potentially getting yourself to the championship on Saturday. Could be against Perry Lecompton. It may be against Rossville. Still trying to maybe figure some things out there. But I guess hypothetically, as you look towards Saturday, potentially in a championship, whether it's Perry or Rossville, how much do you know about both of those teams in a potential matchup there this weekend?
We know a little bit about Perry. We played them twice this summer. Not as much about Rossville, but Perry has a really good team. You know, we saw them play after us the other night when we played Jeff West, and they're tall, athletic, well-coached team, and they got some guys that can get after it. And you know, we played in the summer, and they handed it to us pretty good both times. But I think we're a different team this time around. So whoever we get to play, I think the guys are feeling a little bit better about themselves, and looking forward to a challenge. If you know, whether it's Rossville or Perry, I think they'll come ready to play on Saturday.
Corey Knoll, the Jefferson County North boys basketball coach, joining us. They're playing much better basketball. Three straight wins, five of their last six. They got W's as well, and 6-4 record, awaiting a potential championship opponent for Saturday, depending on how the next couple of nights plays out at that Valley Falls midseason tournament. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck this weekend, and we will talk to you again next week.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Brandon.